welcome everybody to the city council meeting Monday, September 14th, 2015, Shore Acres, 7 p.m. First line of business is item, or roll call, Mr. Stahl.
Mayor Moses.
Here, present.
Mayor Pro Tim Adams.
Present.
Mike Wheeler. Jerome McCowen.
Present.
Nancy Schnell. David Jennings.
Present.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Moving on to item 2.0, Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one nation under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on to 3.0, special presentation 3.1. There are no presentations tonight. Long Island 4.0, approval of minutes. 4.1, regular council meeting, August 24, 2015. Council's had time to review that. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Ayes have it. Moving on to item 5.0, council reports request. 5.1, Mayor Moses. 5.1.1, status and discussion of the city of LaPorte, the agreement collection of heavy trash. I spoke to the city multiple times, the city administrator and manager over in LaPorte, Colby Alexander. The city of LaPorte is in the process of drafting up the legal paperwork with their attorney. Their attorney actually has it on the heavy trash. I think we've come to a pretty good agreement. It still has to go through their council, so it takes a little bit of a process, but the wheels are moving. They haven't let it lie down. I've been staying in touch with them, so it is moving quite a bit. It's very brief there because I really can't give you more than that because it has to be presented to them first and get approved, but they don't have any heartburn, quote unquote, is what I heard, so far it's moving forward. But on the back burner, on the second good thing, I was at the Maritime Council meeting or Maritime meeting here recently. I spoke with Michelle Bechtel, the mayor over at Morgan Point. They actually have a heavy trash unit in their budget for this go-around. That means basically what happens if LaPorte falls through and it doesn't work out to meet their scheduling needs, and that was what their biggest concern was, is that we may be able to fall over to Morgan's Point, or we may be able to look at that on the next year around to see what kind of price structure we're getting from the other. So we have a second option. It just all of a sudden popped up by just communicating with another mayor. So I'm real happy about that, but it has to be approved through his council first. So we'll see how that works. They have a lot more money than Shore Acres does, so we'll see how it works out for them. Okay? Moving on to item 5.12, State Highway 146. I wish I could give more news on this one. It's sort of a sore subject for me. I'm still waiting to, from the report of this DOT, they have their channels they must go through. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And the red tape to find out about northbound on the frontage road to be extended off to the side, more shoulder, so when you're emerging onto that highway, you don't get run over in the morning at 6 a.m. like they try now. Also on the lights at 146 and Shore Acres Boulevard, the Maritime School keeps getting built faster and faster. I sure would like to see a light there before we run into wrecks, because I know it's coming. I don't want a wreck to happen there. At this time, they're doing their little reports. They've done all that. They have to present it to their engineers and see if it justifies. I know that we did not meet the requirements before because they had to have an actual, I think it was 12 or 15 wrecks in a certain amount of time. So you have to have wrecks there in order for them to put the sign up, for the lights up. I hadn't figured that one out, but hey, that's DOT. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I did. Moving on to the next item, 5.13, items of community interest. Chili Cook-Off, October the 10th. Just letting everybody know it's coming around the corner here. There's some other events coming up. I'm sure the chief will be talking about the National Night Out or something here shortly. But I just want to bring that up at this time on that part to give you some ideas there. With that being said, I'm going to move on to item 6.0, and that would be public hearings. 6.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council or comment on items of which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council. Dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law to participate in discussion, deliberation, and items specially identified on this agenda. I mean, we cannot respond to your questions. Maybe afterwards we can, but not during that part. With that being said, I generally start to the right. Tonight I'm going to start to the left. Try to keep it fair. Anybody to the far back in the left would like to come up? Maybe on down. folks, Ms. Victor's. Mr. Moria, say your name. Ms. Sanford? Please step up, state your name and your address, please, ma'am.
Kim Sanford, 211 Shorker Boulevard. The residents of Shorker's are putting on a Christmas dinner for the Boys and Girls Harbor House on December 15th, so I wanted to see if City Council would be interested in getting involved in that, maybe working the Christmas dinner. I think that it would be a good community project to kind of bring us together a little bit. Also on the heavy garbage, I noticed in the budget it looked like that the revenue for that has gone up. I'm not sure if that's an increase in our garbage every month that we pay on the water bill, but I'm fine with that because, you know, the revenue should cover the expenses. There's also some things in the budget. I wish that we could just kind of cut back on some things, maybe lighten the load a little bit. And then also, LaFleur is putting together a woman's self-defense class. And I wasn't sure if Shorekers was interested in doing anything like that. We also have a neighborhood watch that we put together, and they have a civilian police academy, and the graduates go into the neighborhood watch, and I wasn't sure if that was something that Shorekers would be willing to get involved with or be interested in offering for some of that. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right. Nobody else has anything else to say. We'll move on to item 7.0, administrative report. 7.1, general activity report. City Administrator David Stahl.
Good evening. The Texas Fire Marshal's Office employs the ISO, which is an insurance rating service, to classify communities, what they call a public protection classification. It's used in all 50 states, and insurance companies use that for setting their premiums for fire insurance. That, together with the loss history, is what determines your residential premiums. That classification is much like the CRS for flood. It runs from number 1 to number 10, with 1 being the best and 10 being the worst. There are two components of that classification. One is the fire department, the fire services, and the other is the public water system. And as you know, we've made a lot of upgrades and changes to the water system, and with the help of the LaPorte Fire Department and our new water system improvements, we have attained the classification of number 2 from that range of 1 to 10. And the fire marshal's office, when you get to number 2, they give you a nice, really heavy glass plaque that we'll put somewhere where people can see that we have classification 2. So that incrementally helps our residents with a little bit lower fire insurance, but is a real good, tangible indication that we've made some substantial improvements in our firefighting capacity of our water system. And I just wanted to share that with the council and with the public tonight.
Thank you, David. Is that all, David? You have right
now? That's it.
All right, moving on to item 7.1. Well, excuse me. Council, any questions? I apologize. 7.2, monthly police report. Chief Harrison, you're up.
I'll be brief as well. I know you've had a chance to look at the numbers I provided last week. I don't think anything's out of the ordinary here. I will tell you that there's a few traffic concerns at Circle Park. I looked into that, and it was basically caused by, or not really caused, but it was a result of there being scrimmage football games that we didn't know about. So there was extra people there on a couple of days that we didn't prepare for. So it kind of made it a nightmare around Circle Park, but we'll be on top of that next time. I'll talk with the guys over there, and they're going to let us know before they do anything like that again. The mayor mentioned National Night Out. We'll be participating in that this year at this location, our police department as well. J.O. Washington's agreed to do the cooking again. I think he's done that for pretty much forever. I've ordered fingerprint supplies. They've come in already for children. We'll be fingerprinting children for the parents, taking photographs of them, so they'll have that just in case that need were ever arise. And then we'll provide light refreshments as well. On another note, many, many months ago, I presented to you that Officer Salcedo had made a traffic stop down on Shorekers Boulevard. It was a self-initiated stop after he observed a man beating a woman in the car. And the result of that stop was a lot of hard work on our part, a lot of hard work that took many, many hours. Got the Secret Service involved, and they took it over. And I've been trying to get in touch with them. I kind of wished I hadn't, because We recovered over 300 stolen credit cards. We went to the house and effected a search warrant. Took two computers, $1,000 in cash, and the computers had pirated software on them that enabled this gentleman to basically take credit cards that were stolen with nothing on them and light them up with your information. And I'm proud to report that he got 2 years probation for that. Mm. So that's awesome. We'll just leave that right where it's at. I will also tell you that the Ford LEPC is doing a good thing. I guess they've done it in years past. They're asking people to nominate a first responder, whether it be fire, police, EMS, dispatcher, whatever, for their safety fair that's coming up in a week or so, or a couple of weeks, I guess, September 26th. And they've asked us to get the word out in Shore Acres. I guess no citizen for Shore Acres has ever nominated anybody. It doesn't have to be a Shore Acres person. You know a report person that's going out of their way to help you. You can nominate them, too. I've got several of these flyers. It says on here the deadline is 9/11, but that's been extended to Wednesday of this week. So if you want these on the way out, I hand them to you. It's got the website to go on to nominate if you so desire.
Counselor, you have a question from Chief?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Chief, is this report for July or August?
Well, it should be the August report.
Wasn't the terroristic threat on the last one?
Well, there might have been another one. Okay. I get. Let me explain how. When on the first of every month, I get an auto-originated report from the city of LaPorte. That comes to me, and it just, I guess it sends itself at 1201, and that's where these numbers come directly from.
Yeah, I just think we might have gotten one from last month that's dated August 4th, and it's for July. The numbers look the same. Anyway, I want to commend Officer Salcedo. I've already told you personally, but for counsel, I happened to pass Officer Salcedo on one of the hotter days this month, and he was out changing a tire for an elderly lady. And he was finished, so I didn't have to get out and do anything, thankfully. But just commend him for that. And also, if the neighborhood watch, if you want vacation watch, whatever you want to call it, what do you call it?
Vacation watch.
You know that I use it frequently, and I think everybody should know about it and take advantage of it. It's very, very a peace of mind. So thank you for that.
Thank you, and I thank you for the kind words. And you know, you're always good about texting when you see officers doing good things. And I really like that because, you know, I don't get a whole lot of complaints, but there's a number of complaints that just come in because of the job itself. But to get good things when these guys do something, Officer Salcedo is one that I get a lot of compliments on him because he is a friendly person. He does have a desire to be a public servant, which is to get out of his car and do things to help people.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You want to mention what night? National night
October 6th, if I didn't say that, I'm sorry. The October 6th will start at y'all's time, 6 p.m. 1800 for us military people.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Chief, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to have 7.3 monthly reports, water reports. Mr. Stahl.
Yes, in your packet, hopefully at the present month for Public Works, and I'll check and see if in our process we picked up the wrong police report and forward that to council. We had a fairly quiet month as far as water breaks go. We had one leak and one main line. The leak was pretty problematic. It had been one that we'd been chasing and trying to locate between Forest and Meadow Lawn for a period of more than a month. It was a very slow leak and was finally located. And there are a number of residents there that have their backyards dry out when it stops raining. And other than that, it's been fairly quiet. We've been back on the mowing. With the recent rains and the warm days, and I'm sure you've seen that the ditches have popped up in a big hurry, and we're trying to catch back up on the mowing. And that's all I've got to report.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Circle Park has been put back into full service to a certain degree. With
yes.
Parks. Any questions for council?
Again, I think the same thing as August 4th and for July.
Right.
I think the Circle Park was on the last one.
It was. Yeah, I was going to say this. We'll double check that again. Thank you. Moving on to 8.0, business. 8.1, consideration approval of invoices. If the council's had time to go over the invoices, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. We have a second?
Second.
Any questions from council on the invoices? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. All right. Moving on to item 8.2, discussion approval resolution 2015-154, ratifying the mayor's nominee for appointment to position 2, the Planning and Zoning Commission, for the term of September 15, 2015, and ending January 31st, 2017. Basically, this was being ratified that Mr. Boyer, former council member, we had talked before, and recently he had brought it back up, and then I talked to Mr. Stahl, and he has accepted the to be a nominee to take this position. So we're looking for the council to ratify the position of Mr. Moyer to that position. Any questions from the council on that?
So we just need a motion?
We'll call for a motion. Okay. Yes, sir.
Motion to approve resolution number 2015-154, appointing Neil Moyer on planning and zoning.
All right, sir. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any questions in that position and ratify? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes? Okay. All right, have it. That's Moyer. Welcome to the Planning and Zoning. We'll look forward to abusing you, sir. Moving on to item 8.3, discussion approval resolution number 2015-155, ratifying the mayor's nominee appointment of position 4 for the Parks Recreation Advisory Board. Term beginning September 15, 2015, ending January 31st, 2016. Ms. Tracy Melanson, how's she pronounced it? Melanson or Melanson? Okay. Ms. Victor's had brought this up before to me about this young lady, and she's well aware of it. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here tonight. She had prior engagements, but Mr. Victor feels it should be a very good asset for the department, and we'd like to have people that always want to volunteer and help us out. With that being said, if I could get a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. James. Do we have a second?
Second.
John. Any questions from council?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
On reading the ordinance, if it's a 2-year, shouldn't that be 2017 instead of 2016 for the term ending?
Is
no, so or she could do the fill in.
The code gives a specific term for each by position, and the position is being filled. That is a remaining term.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes, I have. Welcome. She's not here, but welcome. Okay. And then item 8.4, bless you. Conciliation action to schedule budget hearing and meeting to approve or adopt fiscal year 2015-2016 general fund and utility fund to the operating budget. What I'm looking here is to, we have to get this because there's hearings we have to go through and whatnot before we finalize. What we planned on is September the 28th. With that being said, I'll entertain a motion for that.
I so move.
Yes, sir. One second. Any questions for the council on September 28th? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.5, consideration, discussion, and action to propose a property tax rate. All right. Mayor Moses. I sat up here before everybody last year, talking about when we did the budget that, you know, the taxes need to go up so we can move forward. In essence, the taxes were at 0.844, and I told everybody, and I said this in public office, that I was going to do my best to try to make these things go lower the next go around. And I felt, by just the information I received throughout the year, that they were going to be that way. Well, tonight I stand or sit before you and tell you they are, and we're going down and not up. Tax rate. And with 0% going up is a 0.765 from 0.844. There will not be a tax rate. It's going to be a decrease. So that's a positive. And with that being said, I'm going to let Mr. Stahl inform you with some more information that he's gathered up, and then we'll go from there. Mr. Stahl?
Yeah, the Harris County Appraisal District does the appraisals for the city, and they certify the tax rolls to our tax assessor collector, which is Catherine Powell. Catherine Powell last week took those numbers and calculated, as required by law, the effective tax rate and the rollback rates, maximum rates, and in doing so, calculated this year's effective operating tax rate and total rate to be 76.5505 cents per $100 valuation. That is a decrease in the rate over last year's 84.4381. That's based on a couple of things. We have had a healthy property value increase across the board, pretty much in short acres. And so the way that the effective tax rate works is as property values go up, it calculates to lower the rate so the same tax dollars are collected. So it kind of benchmarks that. So if council were to adopt the effective tax rate, the taxes that are paid as a whole will remain the same. That said, we did have a little more than $2 million in new property value added in the city from new construction. And the city will get the benefit of that increase in taxes. So the budget that we have had proposed by council had $860,000 as the estimated property tax revenue number plugged in there. And Mr. Jennings, you'll recall you asked me where that number came from, and I said it came out of the air as a number that was a placeholder. What we have tonight shows that if we take the effective tax rate, which is considered a 0% tax increase, that there will be an additional $19,330 that will go into the tax revenue line item of the budget, and with that just being applied to the revenue side with no offsetting expenditures changed in the budget, that will reduce the potential impact of what we use from prior year balances. That would take that $860,000 and raise that to $879,330. That's reflected in the budget draft that I provided council with, 914-24. In our deliberations and the council workshops on budget, the direction that I had was that we were to look at there being no tax increase and do the budget based on that. And so that's what these numbers do. And that's all I've got to report. I did on the back of your packet. There is a spreadsheet that shows what the impact, the revenue impact would be of any increases above the effective tax rate, starting at the top line being a zero increase, which is the effective tax rate. And you can see that a 1% tax increase would generate, instead of the additional $17,000, $26,000. And you can see those numbers, should council be interested in knowing what those increases would do.
In the packet, the new the 914-24, the new number is in there for the 0% tax increase, correct, David?
Yes. Yes, and the reason that this is on the agenda, it's required by state statute that council take a position whether they're going to increase taxes or not. It does not obligate the increasing of taxes, but if you have a potential of doing that, a vote tonight would indicate that, which would then trigger council's requirement to set two tax hearing dates by statute to allow the public to provide input on the tax increase. In advance of a third meeting, there's required to be three separate meetings with mandatory spacing before you set the tax rate. If you tonight were to say that you are not going to exceed the effective tax rate, you again would not be locked into the effective tax rate. You could go below that at the future meeting, but you would forego the two public hearings, which means you would not be able to increase the taxes without restarting this whole process and repeating tonight's meeting.
Thank you, David. Now, with that being said, this is a vote by name. It will be a aye.
A roll call.
Roll call. Now, I'm going to ask the council this because we want to stay on target. I do understand Mr. Wheeler's gone. I did talk to the councilman, so I didn't violate any Tomo, Texas Open Meetings Act, and he knew about it, but I didn't think there'd be an issue. I did not know Alderman Snell ran into car problems, so that's why she's not here tonight. So I'd like to continue to move forward on this. So I would like to go ahead and take a roll call vote.
Well, Mr. Mayor, before we vote, we should have some discussion on that.
That is correct. That was one. We'll start with you, Mr. James. Go ahead. You started, go ahead.
Okay, I make a motion that we move the tax rate to 0.9555 per 100.
Is there a second to that motion? No second to move forward. It dies there. All right. County, do you have anything to say, sir?
I'm thinking with the increase or decrease, I would just say keep our tax rate exactly where it is right now. So we continue to at least recoup some of our money each year. You know, we've almost lost the situation of heavy trash for all of our citizens because of funding. And if we keep it the same, we're starting to build a piggy bank back up. So I'm not for increasing any taxes anymore, but if we're already paying it right now, I'd just say leave it alone, get the 8%, and that will increase, for lack of better terms, our reserve, roughly another $87,000. So that's my recommendation.
Make a motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
It hasn't been asked yet. So you're making a motion on that? And we have a second now from Mr. Jennings. Okay. We'll take a vote on it.
Discussion.
Discussion.
Yeah. If I could, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to
go ahead and
make a comment. That would be a tax rate of 0.844381. And I should tell council that that is above the 0.826745, which is the maximum operating rate for rollback, which means that if we have citizens who petition council for rollback collection, they can alter that tax rate back to the effective rate.
So can I amend the motion to go to the 0.826745?
Well, we've got a motion on the floor already. We've got a second.
You can make a motion to amend.
You can make a motion to amend. So you can.
I did. Okay.
So you're making the motion to amend to 0.826745. Okay. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Second that. All those in favor to put the taxes at 0.826745?
Aye.
You say yes to that?
Yes.
Nay.
Okay. Ayes have it. Do we need to do that by roll call also?
Yeah, you can take the final vote. That was the amendment.
That's the amendment now. So now we've got that. That has passed. We're going to move to...
Mr. Mayor, since I voted no, I'd like to explain why.
Go ahead, Mr. James.
We haven't had a vote on the main motion
yet. Main motion yet.
Okay.
Main motion has to be voted on.
Yes.
And then you can say why afterwards. Okay. So my understanding, we're doing a...
you can take the comments. I just want to make sure that you knew that we were going to still have the main motion to be voted on.
Well, let's move to the motion. That's the proper way to do it. Get approved or disapproved in any comments. So, all right. So we have a motion. We have a motion. Do we need to take another motion, David?
No, just a vote.
So now we're going to take a vote basically to finalize 0.826745. All those in favor? Roll call.
Okay, we had a motion.
Correct.
For 0.844.
Correct.
We had a motion. And that was seconded. And we had a motion to amend that.
Amend that.
To 0.826745.
Right.
And that is the motion that we voted on. So now we're back to the main motion, which is, in essence, the same vote again, but it's the main motion now.
So the main motion would be to
go to 826745.
Correct. So there is a motion on the floor now for 826745. All those in favor?
Aye. By roll call?
By roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Adams, aye. Yes.
Okay.
McCown?
Aye.
Jennings?
Nay.
Motion is passed. Now, Mr. Alderman Jennings, please state your reason why you're not.
Yeah, I appreciate the help from all Alderman McCown and Adams as far as knocking down the deficit sum. But this budget that we will be voting on spends $513,000 in debt. I don't think that's responsible. The rate to break even on just the general fund would have been the rate that I suggested, 9555. So even with this revenue increase of $87,000, we're still going to be deficit funding $425,000 in this one budget year. So I just want to make sure that everyone knows what they're doing here.
Thank you, Mr. James.
Point of clarification, too, Mr. Mayor.
I'll just get ready to say, David.
Council did not just set a tax rate. What they have done is said that they intend to set a rate that's above the effective tax rate. They didn't have to declare a number, but they did. And all this does now is trigger the process for consideration of a tax increase.
It's not the final approval.
No, sir. That's correct.
Moving on to item 8.6, consideration action to schedule public hearings on 2015 property tax rate increase that exceeds the effective tax rate. Now, that one, David, because we went ahead, we do not have to do anything with this one, correct?
No, we do now.
Oh, yes, because we did go.
That's correct.
So we have to pull.
There are statutory requirements of when we have public hearings. There are statutory requirements of how much notice has to be given in advance and published in the paper. And we can meet those requirements if we set hearings tonight for September
28th
and October 5th.
Okay. Thank you, David. So come before council with consideration action and stubs of the 2015 property tax rate increase that exceeds the effective tax rate for September 28th and October the 5th. The council has thought about that. I'll entertain a motion for those dates.
I move.
Thank you, Mr. James. We have a second.
Second.
Any questions, council? None be it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.7, consideration and action scheduled meeting to adopt the 2015 property tax rate. With that being said, that night, this date has to be set up also. I'd like to try to confirm that for September the 28th.
No, sir, I'm sorry.
We have to move that further out?
Yeah, the 28th would be an acceptable date with the effective tax rate or below, but with the hearings, we can't do it in less than 3 days after the October 5th hearing. So I would propose that be on Thursday, October 8th.
What day is that on, Ben?
Thursday.
Thursday.
October 8th.
October 8th. Thank you. Keep on building my phone with me. Okay. With consideration action scheduled meeting to adopt the 2015 property tax rate, scheduled date of October the 8th, I'll entertain a motion.
That's one move.
Well, we have a second.
Second.
Mr. James, thank you. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Ayes have it set for October 8th. That being said, before I adjourn, I did this in the last council meeting. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to start with the Mayor Pro Tem at this. Anything you'd like to say to citizens before we adjourn, sir?
No. Thanks again for coming out.
Alderman Cole.
I'm good.
Alderman Jennings.
Please attend the budget meetings and look at the budget.
Thank you.
That being said, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 7:34.